Last night in the semifinals of the Little League World Series, Mexico defeated Panama and Thousand Oaks, California beat Preston, Maryland. The nationally televised event, which is held in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, has become one of the most popular sporting events for young people. And while the audience has grown, fewer American youngsters are interested in playing. Nancy Greenlease of member station KUNC reports.
If you want to get an idea of the problems that Little League Baseball is having, ask 13-year-old Javon Reynolds.
It's an old people sport.
He's one of about a dozen kids running up and down the basketball court in this Denver Recreation Center.
You gotta contest, you can't let them shoot. Can't be scary if you don't play basketball.
Outside, the baseball diamond is deserted. Javon quit playing when he was 7 because it didn't fulfill his need for speed.
It's a slow game, it's not fast, and kids don't like that. Well, some kids don't like that.
Some 250,000 kids. That's how many fewer kids are playing Little League since its peak in 1997. The decline has led Little League to change its rules to give kids more playing time no matter their ability. But it's too late for 14-year-old D'Antoine Jones, who gave up baseball 4 years ago. He wears a baggy gray shirt and drooping black pants, but there's nothing loose about his dedication to the hoops.
I mainly thought since I'm growing up I should stick to one sport to achieve it. If I focus on one sport, I put all my focus into that sport and I see if I can make it.
Make it where?
To the NBA.
Like D'Antoine, many kids are specializing in one sport as young as 10. And often that sport isn't baseball. Many are joining what are called select or privately run elite teams for sports like soccer, swimming, and gymnastics. These young athletes often train year-round and travel for competitions. That degree of specialization can lead to burnout, says Little League spokesman Lance Van Auken.
Our position is that, you know, a well-rounded child should be, you know, playing baseball in the spring and summer and playing soccer in the fall and violin in the winter. And it just makes a much more well-rounded person, much more well-rounded adult.
And even in baseball, select teams are competing with Little League. In Fort Collins, about an hour's drive north of Denver, a group of mostly 9- and 10-year-olds stand in the outfield of a pristine field with their bats coiled up, ready to practice their swings. Coach Leighton Thorne has them pretending to bat without balls.
Ball, stride, swing, hit!
These youngsters are receiving private instruction. This is club baseball, not Little League, and these kids hope one day to make the club's traveling team. For families, the time commitment and expenses can fly out of the park. Coach Thorne hustles for sponsorships, but realizes select baseball is beyond many families.
You're talking anywhere from 50 to 80 games, and in the warmer climates, they're playing 100 games. Two working members in a household have a tough time making those commitments.
The decline in Little League is even more pronounced in cities where a generation has abandoned the sport. Major League Baseball is trying to lure kids back with its own nearly free league. The major leagues, along with Little League, are also funding the construction of diamonds. Baseball fields with their raked infields and mounds are too expensive for many cities to build and maintain. On the other hand, soccer fields require only open space. Nevertheless, it's way too early to write off youth baseball in this country.
Get it, Nick, get it. See the ball. There you go, there you go. See the ball now.
Nick Briniger of Fort Collins is one of the more than 10 million kids worldwide who are still playing organized baseball. He says he's had baseball fever for nearly all of his 9 years.
Actually, I've been trying to play baseball ever since I could walk.
He also plays basketball and soccer, but the intense kid with a blonde crew cut prefers baseball because of the skill required.
I say baseball is also more complicated, so you have to use your mind a lot more than those sports because those sports you just run.
One of the brighter notes is the continuing popularity of the Little League World Series. Some 4.5 million households tuned in for last year's final game, and this year's championship is Sunday night. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Greenlease in Fort Collins, Colorado.